The passage reading is from Romans chapter 12, verse 3, and Revelation chapter 21, verse 10 to 11.
먼저 로마서 12장 3절 말씀 보시겠습니다.
For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. In Revelation chapter 21, verses 10 to 11.
봉독하겠습니다.
And it carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 4,500 branch churches in Korea and all of the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Bolivia, El Salvador, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, Netherlands, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, Israel, Kenya, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania, Nigeria, Swaziland, South Africa, Botswana, Cote d'Ivoire, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and television viewing audiences. This is the 27th session on the measure of faith, and I will talk to you about New Jerusalem. Those who believe in the Lord and are saved go into the heavenly kingdom. But it doesn't mean all who are saved will go into the same dwelling place. According to each one's faith and deeds, the dwelling place and rewards become different. The best dwelling place among many heavenly dwelling places is New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem is the crystal of love that God, who is love itself, has prepared for you. He has been enduring for such a long time to gain true children with whom he could share true love, and it is the place that the Father has made in order to share his love and happiness forever with those children. Each petal and jewel there contains God's love and power. It is a place full of God's glory. God has made this New Jerusalem with His best and is waiting for you to come in there. But to enter New Jerusalem, you must have the qualifications. Namely, you have to go into the fifth level of faith, having no forms of evil. You have to be filled with fruits of truth completely and be faithful in all God's house. Through this message, I hope you will long for this city of glory, New Jerusalem, even more, and have the qualifications to enter it. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will enter the city and live there forever with the Father God and the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in Revelation chapter 21 and 22 is depicted overall shape of New Jerusalem. It is a cube with its width, height, and length of 12,000 stadia. This is 6,000 ri in Korean measure. Its width is 6,000 ri, height is 6,000 ri, and length is 6,000 ri, or 1,500 miles. The walls of the city are made with transparent and blue jasper. The whole city is pure gold like clear glass. Even the roads are pure gold. And how big is New Jerusalem? And from Seoul to Busan is 1,000 li, but this city is 6,000 li in its width, height, and length. Then if you then you can just think it is 56 times bigger than South Korea. On each of the four walls of the city are three gates respectively, totaling 12 gates. The arch-shaped Paul gates, and on them are written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. The gates are made with pearls because the pearl has spiritual meaning. For a pearl oyster to make a pearl, there needs to be time of pain and long endurance. When a foreign substance pierces the flesh of the oyster, causing great pain, the oyster secretes nectar to cover the foreign substance again and again. The final outcome of the secretion is the pearl. For believers to have the qualification to go into New Jerusalem, each one has to endure pains and tears to live a life of complete truth. The gates of New Jerusalem are made with this meaning. In order to go into New Jerusalem, you first see the gate of Paul. Then you are reminded that how you came to enter into New Jerusalem. The foundations of the city are made with 12 jewels, and each of these jewels has a spiritual meaning. Detailed explanations are in the book Heaven 2. And now I will just briefly explain to you. First foundation is jasper, symbolizing spiritual faith. Recently, those who have been close to the one who just went to New Jerusalem, and when you hear these meanings, spiritual meanings of 12 jewels, just please check whether she is close to these characters. So she was qualified to enter New Jerusalem. Jasper symbolizes spiritual faith. She has more than enough spiritual faith. The second is sapphire, which means firm and upright heart, without changing to the left or right. The third foundation, chalcedony, represents innocence and sacrifice. So you need to sacrifice yourself for the kingdom of God. It is hard to sacrifice one's life for his neighbors and kingdom of God without seeking his own. The fourth emerald symbolizes righteousness, which is a fruit of light and cleanliness. The fifth sardonyx is to be faithful until death. That senior deaconess was faithful until death. The sixth carnelian means enthusiasm and earnest heart. She was enthusiastic and she tried her best and she never missed anything for the king, doing the things for the kingdom of God, and she also had earnest heart. It is like the passionate love of Paul accomplishing the kingdom of God in giving of himself. The seventh chrysolite is mercy. You know she had a merciful heart. And the eighth, pearls, is patience. The ninth is topaz, which represents goodness, namely the goodness of the Lord, who does not quarrel or cry out, and who does not break a bruised reed or snuff out a smoldering wick. She never quarreled with anybody, she never cried out, or she didn't break a bruised reed or snuff out a smoldering wick. He had a meek heart and gentle heart and love. The tenth is chrysoprase, which symbolizes self-control. She didn't take anything of this world. She only lived for the kingdom of and righteousness of God. The 11th, jacinth, stands for purity and holiness of heart. Those who have been close to her, you know. The 12th is amethyst, which symbolizes beauty and meekness. If you consolidate all the spiritual meanings contained in each jewel, it becomes the perfect heart of God and the Lord. When she wears some clothes, she was always clean. And I never saw her untidy, and also her words were also gentle and meek all the time. So she comparing her characters with these 12 jewels to a foundation, she was qualified to enter New Jerusalem. The reason why foundations of the city are made with these jewels is to tell us that believers also have to bear these spiritual fruits completely in their heart to dwell in the city. When you pass the Paul gates and go into the city, there is no sun, moon, or lamp, but it is covered by God's glory and is always bright in daytime and filled with very bright lights. From afar, the lights of jewels that decorate houses are seen through the clouds of glory, and it makes the whole city look alive. So because the gates are open, if you look inside from the outside, there are so many bright and splendid lights. I don't know how to express it. But you can't see, you can't directly soon see the houses inside, but soon you will see, be able to see. But I cannot really express. Those who have been there can see, but those who whose spiritual eyes opened, when they see from here, at first they cannot see the inside clearly, but a little after, they come to see clearly. When I explained about the third kingdom of heaven, I said the houses in third kingdom in New Jerusalem are not single story, but multiple story buildings, and are decorated splendidly with jewels and pure gold. You can own a pond, garden, ski slope, but ski slope, it doesn't mean it'll snow or it'll be cold. You'll just be able to ski. There's zoo, golf course, ballroom, or anything you want personally. To compare the houses of New Jerusalem and the Third Kingdom, we can say the size is completely different. On the average, the houses in the Third Kingdom are about 60% as big as the houses of New Jerusalem. Namely, houses in New Jerusalem are about 2 times bigger than the houses in the Third Kingdom. Let me ask you a question. If your house in New Jerusalem is like 100 acres, then how big will your house be in Third Kingdom? It will be 60 acres. So there is that much difference. In New Jerusalem, your house and everything, will it be only 100 acres? It will be bigger than that. Also, houses in the Third Kingdom are made with jewels, but the kind of jewel and the lights are different. There are innumerable kinds of jewels in New Jerusalem, and many of them give out not only one kind of light, but two or three kinds of lights. Is there any jewel that gives out two or three kinds of lights on this earth? Gold is just one gold. Diamond, just one light. But I have never seen any jewel that gives out two or three kinds of lights at the same time. Maybe because I haven't seen. But in case of a crystal, when it is reflected by sunshine, it gives out light. But it's not the light of itself. Because of the different angles, the lights come out in different way, but it's not the lights coming out from the jewel itself. But in the Third Kingdom, the kinds of jewels are not as many as those of New Jerusalem, and none of the jewels give out two or three kinds of lights. Of course, the jewels in the Third Kingdom give out lights that are more beautiful and magnificent than any jewel of this earth. That's because many jewels give out beautiful lights together. Once God explained it to us, to make our imagination come as close as possible to the real jasper in heaven, we can think of the sprinkling and shining of sunshine on blue sea. This is like the color of the water of river of the water of life too. In a clear weather, if you see the sea, look at the sea when it is very calm, when it is just a little bit of a wave, it sometimes reflects the sunshine, and the light is so clean, and it is so bright, and it's sprinkling of the lights. But you cannot see it always. You have to have the all the conditions, including the weather and everything. Sometimes I see, and those who have seen it may be able to understand this. Just jasper alone is like this, and when so many jewels give out their lights together, how splendid the sight of the houses would be. Each house has special characteristics according to the depth of the spiritual level of the owner, his faithfulness in God's kingdom, and according to his deeds and tastes. Just by seeing such things as how much light of glory is surrounding the house and what kinds of jewels are decorating the house, we can see how sanctified the house owner has been and how much he pleased God on this earth. Let me tell you about one house as an example. Within endlessly vast area, there's the main house, which is like a castle, and there are walls surrounding the main house. These walls look like jasper or bluish transparent glass. The inside of the walls are not seen from the outside, but you can see the outside clearly from the inside. So if nowadays, there are glasses like that, even in this wall, you know, you can see the outside from inside, but the inside is not seen from outside. Unlike the walls of this wall that are built with bricks, it is like a piece of art without any juncture. The wall itself gives out a beautiful aroma, and the flowers below the walls give out deep fragrance too. On the wall, there are fine patterns as if they are engraved, but it doesn't look like it is engraved from either side of the wall, but from inside the transparent wall itself. It's not engraved from this side or that side, but from the middle, from the inside of the wall itself. The engravings are seen. So this is the work of God, something only our Lord can do. Unlike the walls of this wall that are built with the fine pattern of writings and drawings is vaguely seen. It comes up and floats lucidly. It writes about how the house owner pleased God while he was on the earth and other things about the owner, such as his goodness and the beauty of the heart he accomplished. So when you go to his house, if you want to know about the owner of that house, you can read about him in the engravings in the wall, but something bad will not be recorded in there. Through these engravings, God comforts the times that the house owner spent on this earth, like the toil and all the sufferings they had gone through for the name of the Lord. Even just the wall is precious stone given as a reward with delicate engravings in it. How much more elegantly the inside has been made. When those who go into New Jerusalem see the house that God prepared for them, they become speechless and they just keep on shedding tears of thanks. As you enter the main gate, at the sight of such vast area and the very delicate decorations, you become enraptured. In the garden, so many kinds of flowers and trees are beautifully landscaped, and birds with beautiful feathers sing songs for you. As you pass the garden and reach the main house, there is a road of pure gold. The flowers at the sides of the road give out beautiful fragrance. They praise the works of the owner and comfort all the sufferings and hardships he had on the earth. So in heaven you can talk to animals or birds. And also you can, I'm not very sure about talking to flowers, but you can at least understand them. I mean, the flowers can at least understand us. But I'm not very sure about whether we can talk to each other. In the house, there is everything that each one has wanted. For example, in a house of a person who has saved many souls through publication and who likes books, there is a good study. A study is not just maybe you shouldn't think this study is just as big as this main sanctuary. It is so big and there are all kinds of books that the person wants. In another person's house, there is a beautifully decorated tea table, and this is given by God to comfort this house owner. And she likes it. Usually, she likes to sit down at tea table and have a cup of tea and have a drink and meet many members and talk to them. So, according to the tastes, the flowers decorate, they have a golden lawn and flowers, and there is a tea table, and with the members, with the other believers, she would talk to them and have a cup of tea, and not only one table, but there will be many, of course. She offered all her life, time, and even her dear family members to God to accomplish His kingdom. That's why God gave this table for her to sit down with her dear ones and have a happy time with them. At the corner of the garden of another person's house, there are various kinds of exercise equipment and weights, but even the dumbbells are very different from that of this world. It is not made with steel or any other metal. It is made by special material given by the Father, and it looks like a beautiful and bright gem. According to the mind of the lifter, the weight becomes different each time. These weights are not for keeping the body healthy or making a good body shape. In heaven, everybody has good body shape. They have the same height. All men have the same height, and all women have the same height, which is a little less than men's height. And you don't have to be on a diet. You don't have to exercise for your health or anything like that. But it's better because you restrained yourself from enjoying those things. You can enjoy them in heaven. This house owner liked exercising and sports very much on this earth, but he gave them up to be faithful to the kingdom of God. That's why God made this to comfort his heart. When God explained to me about bowling alley, the pins are giving out golden lights, and even the ball gives out such bright lights. So when you bowl, the pins, when they fall, the sound of it is so beautiful and just magnificent. And also there is a golf course. It is so big. It cannot be compared to any of this world. So there are clouds. So when you golf, the clouds will come and carry you, even without the caddies. The angels will serve you. Believers spend time of so much endurance and sacrifice until they reach New Jerusalem. And when they see each reward prepared by God, their hearts melt and they are comforted. They will praise God, saying, "The delicate and kind heart of the Father did not miss even the smallest desire and tiniest joy of mine, and has given me this kind of love." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in heavenly kingdom, what kind of house do you want to live in? Also, what kind of decorations and facilities do you want to have in your house? Only if you go into New Jerusalem, you can have everything you desired, and you will be given such beautiful and great rewards that you could have never imagined. But the important thing is that each of the construction material and your reward is made by your love, endurance, faithfulness, and devotion that you have given to God on this earth. When you give to the Lord what you love or what you want on this earth, all of them will be given to you as comfort and rewards in New Jerusalem. The attentive God of love does not just miss even one thing. When you mourn for the kingdom of God, even one drop of your tears will not just disappear meaninglessly. Each of them becomes the material to build your house. Those who enter into New Jerusalem have lived on by the will of God on this earth. So in heaven, God lets them enjoy everything as they want. Brothers and sisters, next let's talk about the clothes. The clothes of those who enter New Jerusalem express their glory with the most beautiful, clear, and bright colors. On fluffing textiles are decorations of splendid jewels and various patterns. For example, there is a pattern of thanks showing how much a particular person gave thanks on this earth. There are also patterns of praises, joy, and prayers, etc. These patterns cannot be made as you want, but God gives you these patterns according to the qualifications. There is especially pattern of glory, and even in New Jerusalem, it is given exclusively to those who gave glory to God very much. And the glory of this pattern outstands that of other patterns. Because I know these things, it is good if we receive many kinds of patterns. You can receive pattern of thanks, pattern of glory, pattern of joy, and everything. So even in a year, I offer give offering, thanks offerings. It is number one among all Mami members. My tithe, my construction offering, my thanks offering, my all offerings for the feasts, special offerings. Every year, I'm the number one. Even in each, in total, I'm number one in each aspect, each item. I'm the number one. So I check every year. So I check. So if I offer a little less amount than any in one aspect, then I add more amount in that aspect, in that item. So I give more. And I give glory to God. So since long ago, I have been giving to God with all my best. Also, the pattern of glory, sometimes I tell you, in a healing session or in a Lunar New Year day or on my birthday, those who are healed by shaking my hands or those who are healed in healing sessions, I always tell you to report your testimony to the church, and so the church will total them and analyze them and how many people are healed of what kind of disease, so they will have the data. Then the reason why I tell you is on my birthday there aren't many of you who reported your testimonies. There is only a dozen of them, but those who testify to me myself, to me directly, personally, there are so many of you. So that's why, but I tell you to report to the church, but you don't obey. But do you know why I tell you to report? If you register your testimony to the church, they will have the data and report to me also. But as you report your testimony to the church, you give glory to God, and it'll be rewarded in heaven as a reward too. If you give glory to God greatly, and then it'll be made as a pattern, and it'll be shown. So you should try to give glory to God and store up rewards in heaven. That's why I'm telling you, but you don't pay so much attention. But you shouldn't make any false testimonies. You should never do that. You shouldn't tell a lie to God. So it cannot be given as a reward. Just as soldiers receive special medals when they render distinguished service in a battle, those who wear this pattern of glory are respected greatly. Of course, you don't have only one dress. You'll have so many numbers of clothes, and you will put them on in different occasions. You'll have a room only for a closet, and also you'll have a room only for crowns, because if you receive a lot of crowns, so you have many, many rooms. So each room will have a purpose. Next, they wear crowns, other than crown of righteousness recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, or the crown of gold recorded in Revelation chapter 4, verse 4. There are many other crowns of various kinds. Why are there different crowns with different names? Because the heaven is divided in that way. There's First Kingdom, Second Kingdom, Third Kingdom, and New Jerusalem, and crowns are given according to the different dwelling places, respectively. There are crowns of flower, crown of palm, crystal crown, and many other crowns that are decorated with various jewels and adornments, and you will wear them according to the occasion. But for women, they don't only have crowns, but also special decorations on their hair. In ancient Korea, according to the position and social class, women had different hairstyles, and in the same way, the decorations on hair are different in heaven. For example, the concubines and other maids and the palace women, ladies, and those all the royal family, and they're all different. And I don't understand, is that really beautiful? They made hair so big and they decorated so much, and maybe people thought it was beautiful. The women were wearing such a heavy and big decoration on their hair, because they didn't know when the king would appear before them. And I think putting up on the head, but I think just putting it down is rather more beautiful. In paradise, they don't have any crown or decorations. They just have plain hair. As you go up level, they have more beautiful and magnificent decorations on their hair. But even though you have a lot of decorations in heaven, you don't feel any weight in heaven. The women in New Jerusalem will have adornments of jewels, and along with them, they will have an adornment of thread-like thing on their head that shines exceptionally beautiful lines. The beautiful and shiny line comes down as if it is a part of the hairs and gives out gorgeous lights. Likewise, in heaven, by seeing the clothes, their colors and lights, the patterns and decorations on their clothes, and the crowns and adornments on hairs, we can see how much each person is loved and acknowledged by God. The length of the hair for women, usually they just come down right below the neck, but those who go into New Jerusalem, those who are very loved by God the most, they will have the hair coming down to their waist. And those who go into New Jerusalem, at least the length of their hair will come down to the middle of the spine, middle of the back. And in the First Kingdom or Second Kingdom, the hairs will come down below the neck. And the hair of a man will just come down to the neck. Today, some people whose spiritual eyes are opened see archangels in spiritual world, but it is very difficult for them to express what they see. They have gentle and elegant postures. As they dance and turn their bodies smoothly, the brilliance of jewels decorating from their hairs to the bottom edge of the dress gives out beautiful lights of many colors. Even just the posture of archangels is this beautiful, and God will clothe and adorn His true children who enter New Jerusalem much more beautifully. It is very difficult even to imagine how you will look like in New Jerusalem. In New Jerusalem, when you change your clothes, have banquets, or wherever you go and whatever you do, you have ministering angels who serve you. When you change clothes, you don't take off or put them on again. When angels just wraps around, goes around your body, then the clothes are changed. You don't have to open the buttons and take off, and it is not that complicated, but still, you will have such beautiful clothes, and angels will do everything for you. You won't do it yourself. It is only about New Jerusalem, maybe up to a third kingdom, it is so. But first kingdom and second kingdom, you have to do it yourself. Because you can communicate in spirit, the angels know what you want, even though you don't tell them. They are one with the masters. According to the extent to which each one has come into spirit, the number of the ministering angels will be different. So just by seeing the number of angels, we can recognize each one's glory. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, New Jerusalem is not only beautiful and splendid, but also you have endless learning, seeing, hearing, and enjoying beautiful things and sharing love. You live for the eternity of time, but you don't have a chance to feel bored because each moment is filled with new and happy things. Especially in New Jerusalem, you always have banquets. Sometimes they are held by the Father God or the Lord or the Holy Spirit. Also, there are smaller banquets. The banquets held by the Father, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit will be attended by all peoples from all heavenly kingdom. The people will attend in paradise and in first kingdom and second kingdom on a screen, like a video screen, and they will have their own food and everything. So of course, it will be less delicious than the food of New Jerusalem. But also there are other smaller banquets held by those who are very, very much loved by the Father, the prophets. So you can be invited to those banquets too. In the banquet held by the Father God, everybody wears the most beautiful dress and decorations. They eat and drink the best things and enjoy resplendent and beautiful praises and dances, and the glory of it cannot be expressed with words. The clothes you wear when you go before the Father, you wouldn't wear it when you go to other places because it's the best clothes, best dress. You'll wear it only for the banquet of the Father. Also, why is God very strict about performing art mission committee? And God didn't even allow you to offer devotional service last year and the year before. It is because you are different. You are offered to God. Your aroma of heart has to be different. The Nisi Orchestra or Performing Arts Mission Committee, when you praise God, you have to come out as the best fruits. So when you go to heaven, you have to enter New Jerusalem and praise God and sing praises before God in banquets of the Father. You'll be the heroes and heroines. You'll You'll sing and you'll dance and you'll play the music before the Father. Then every people, all peoples of heavenly kingdom, you will be like, in before them, you'll be like the best actor or actress or singer. Even in 30 years ago, 40 years ago, when actor was passing by, people gathered so much because they wanted to see. They wanted to see the face of the actor. Nowadays, it's not that much, but it was like that long ago. Even in our church, there's a singer and so many fans, they come because they want to autograph and they want to see him. And how much more will that be like in heavenly kingdom? So many people who are saved since the creation, who are saved since the creation, they will watch you when you sing, sing a song before the Father in a banquet of the Father, and you will dance and you will play the music. And if you have that privilege, it is not something easy to gain, but you have to do that. You have to receive that privilege. So God wants to make you best fruits because you are singing praises with holy lips. You have to be like this so God can accept you joyfully and give you that grace and give you blessings as such. But if you commit any works of flesh or if you commit sins, how will God look at you? So you have to come out as the best and best of best fruits so you can attend the banquets of the Father, the Lord, and the Holy Spirit, and you can become the number one rated actors and singers. So that's why God wants you to live holy lives even more. So another word about God, from God, is that when we build the grand sanctuary, they'll be so busy because many places they will have to sing in. There will be no persecutions or no disturbances, so they have to go to many places all around the country. Our performing art mission committee, our different teams, our dancing teams and singing teams and this orchestra. Also, Korean traditional music. And they will have to perform so many times, so people will gather so much. And they'll be so busy. They'll be invited by many people. And also our dancing teams and all the teams. When we build the grand sanctuary, we'll have worship services many places. Because there'll be so many people coming, and we'll be so happy, and we'll have worship services, and we'll have singing and praises and giving glory to God. Not only in official worship services, because you are so happy, because you are seeing it. And you are seeing the Great Commission being accomplished, so you'll be so happy and full of spirit, so you will not look at anything of this world. It is very easy to cut off all the things, and if you go into it'll be very, very easy to go into spirit and whole spirit. And because you sing praises all the time, and you give glory to God all the time, the singing praises from at different places will be accepted by God joyfully. And now, what kind of praises should it be? It has to be sung by those people who have holy heart and sanctified heart. That's why God wants our performing art mission committee and this orchestra to be holy like that. Even on this earth, if you receive the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you feel refreshed and filled with spirit from the head to toe. You'll feel so fresh and clear that you feel like you are flying into the sky. If you can live your life having this kind of feeling all the time, how happy your life will be. But in heavenly life, you will be filled with happier feelings than this all the time. And as you go up to better heavenly dwelling place, the happiness and emotions become stronger. It is the city of New Jerusalem. We should enter the place where you will enjoy the eternity of time with God and your dear ones, and where the happiness and emotion will be deeper as time goes. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now I am going to finish the sermons on the measure of faith. As you have listened so far, there is a measure of faith. After you first receive salvation, you shouldn't end there, but your faith has to grow up to have greater measure. Because all your faith, level of faith are all different. It'll be done according to your faith. Some people, after they get into traffic accidents, after their bones are broken, they come to receive my prayer. Those with good faith, they don't put on any cast, or they just come and receive prayer and are healed. But some people, they have weak faith, so they go to the hospital and they check and they wear the cast and receive prayer from me after that. So they act in different way according to their faith. But those who show their faith really, They don't have any pain, and they don't have to spend any money, and the healing takes place very quickly. Even if the bone is broken, they'll come together very quickly. It is much quicker, much, much quicker than relying on the hospital. But you have to be careful with your children. If the children, some children come to receive my prayer, and receive healing. But soon they just use their arms or legs freely, just recklessly. So, but they shouldn't do that. So even though it is healed, it is there. It needs time to be perfect, to be hardened again. So it takes a day or two. But if you, just because they don't have any pain, they just use their arm, and that they again they some, oh, it is healed, but I have pain again. So some of them come to receive prayer again. So you need a little bit of time for the bones to be hardened. So you have to be careful at least for 1 or 2 days. So your faith is different and my faith is different. In any case, I only rely on God with faith. And from the beginning, I never relied on any man, any other person, any other, even on, same with my family members, they relied on God, and everything worked for the good of everything, to give glory to God. So according to the level of faith, everything is different. The true purpose of life on this earth is to enter into the fifth level of faith, spirit, fifth level of faith, and have the qualification to enter New Jerusalem. I just explained briefly about New Jerusalem, but it is only a very little part of it. Because the Almighty God made it with all His wisdom and power for His beloved children, how beautiful and magnificent this place would be. Above all, only those who enter New Jerusalem can meet God the Father, the Lord, and other dear ones when you want to meet them. Those who are in the Third Kingdom and below can visit New Jerusalem only on invitation basis. Those who are in the Third Kingdom of Heaven have accomplished sanctified hearts, so they can see God and the Lord when they are invited to New Jerusalem. But those who are in Paradise or the First Kingdom or of Heaven do not have many chances to visit New Jerusalem in the first place. Also, even though they visit New Jerusalem because they feel too sorry and ashamed that they didn't accomplish sanctification, they cannot see the face of the Lord directly. So up to Third Kingdom, they are sealed as God's true children. So when they enter New Jerusalem, they can see the Father and the Lord. But those who are in Second Kingdom, First Kingdom, and Paradise, they cannot see God face to face. They cannot talk to them either. Even though they are invited, suppose you are in New Jerusalem and your parents are in Paradise, and even when you invite them, they cannot come because they feel too ashamed and too sorry. In first kingdom and second kingdom, they'll come, they'll visit, but if people in paradise, they'll be too ashamed to come. All things are so different. Let me give you an example. Let's say your children have succeeded and they have a very elegant and high-class party, and they invite you who are in countryside. And when you are invited to such that kind of party, you cannot go because you feel too sorry or you feel ashamed. You kind of feel you cannot really attend because you feel you're different. In the US or in Europe, there are parties of very high-class people. They have everything so magnificent, and not anybody can be invited. Or even though one is invited, they cannot just hang around with them because everything is so different. Their clothes and their manners and everything is so different. Their words and their way of speaking and everything is different. Even in the U.S., those who are in very high class, they have very proper etiquettes. And even though you try to practice your education, your manners will be different, and it'll be shown just naturally. So it'll be unnatural, and other people will just recognize you. Oh, who is that person to be here? I think most of you have seen the movie Gone with the Wind, and you see the parties of high-class people, and you can imagine. So they can't see the face of the Lord directly. Some people think God can let every saved child of God enter New Jerusalem because he is full of love. But it is not right according to the justice. Also, it won't be happy if people with different measures of faith live together. For little children, it is happier for them to hang around with friends in their own age group, although they are cared by their parents very well. Youths can share their heart with other youths, and grown-ups can share their heart with other grown-ups better. Even in heaven, according to how much you accomplished spirit in your heart, you can share your heart and communicate. Therefore, even though God lets those who are in second level or third level of faith live in New Jerusalem, we cannot say their life there is happy for them. Of course, because there is no evil and but only goodness, people can understand and serve each other. But because the level of goodness and depth of spirit are different, it is difficult to share their heart truly. Therefore, you have to go into whole spirit and gain the qualifications to enter New Jerusalem. To the extent that you cast off sins and accomplish sanctification to have a heart of spirit, you can feel the happiness of having the kingdom more deeply, and you can very vividly feel the glory of New Jerusalem as your own emotion. Likewise, as the hope and joy of heaven is added, you don't have any lingering attachment to this world. How can I give glory to God more? How can more souls enjoy the glory of New Jerusalem together? You have only this kind of spiritual hope. Even though you sacrifice all your life and suffer from persecutions and trials for the name of the Lord, you don't feel it is hard at all. I hope you will cast off all the perishing and meaningless hope of this earth and fill your heart only with the hope to enter into better heavenly dwelling place. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will adorn yourself as a beautiful bride of the Lord and enter New Jerusalem and dwell with God forever and ever. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become life and strength. Now we finish this measure of faith with the 27 sessions. Let us gain greater faith and let our faith grow up every day so we can have a full measure of the Christ. Let everybody go into spirit and whole spirit who is qualified to enter New Jerusalem. Father, Lord, thank you. Be glorified alone. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray for the sick. Please lay hands on your sick parts and infirmities and please receive the prayer for the desires of your hearts. Hallelujah. Father, please lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all internal organs and cells and nerves, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation. Father, transcending time and space, show your work. Bless all churches and branch churches and local sanctuaries and those who are attending the service via satellite and those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world. And Father, there are photos with our prayer requests. Father, lay your hands on these photos and letters. Father, work on them. Father, show your work. Father, also be with the New York Crusade. Thank you for blessing us. Father, there's a prayer request from Past Reverend Mr. John Gill from Pakistan, and they are trying to destroy the church, and Father, break down the forces of enemy devil. Father, break down the forces of enemy devil. And Father, he is being attacked by Muslims, and Father, let him be protected, and even legally, and protect him, and protect the church. Father, show your work and protect him. Father, also there is a prayer request from Italy, and a 15-year-old girl, her name is Carlotta, and Father, she is paralyzed. For Father, let her stand up again and walk again. Enemy devil, go away from her. All paralysis, go away. All dead nerves come back to life. Father, let her walk again, let her stand up, and let her walk again. Father, show your work transcending time and space. Also, there's Pastor Jack Malloy who received grace in Germany Crusade, and Father, bless him and bless his church members, and bless them. Father, also, there's a prayer request from China. Father, lay your hand on this daughter, Yang Mei Zhong. All mental disorder go away. All angers go away. And Father, bless her to grow up. All the enemy devil and Satan go away. Light come. Father, make her perfect. And also there is a male Jung Minbong. Father, there's indigestion, and also heal all his stomach disease and be healed. Light come. Father, heal them transcending time and space and be glorified. Father, let all our members be prosperous throughout the week. Let there be no problems and let them be prosperous. Wherever they go and wherever they are, Father, break down all the forces of the enemy devil and Satan and protect and bless them with the fire walls of the Holy Spirit and your blazing eyes and protect and bless their families, workplaces and businesses and let them come into spirit and whole spirit quickly. Father, protect all the vehicles and all vehicles of our members, and also bless all the overseas missionaries and members. And Father, be with the New York Crusade and bless them so much. And Father, thank you. Be glorified alone. And Father, throughout the week, let them give glory to God, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Father, thank you. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.